AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Donald Trump says he's running for president against Kamala Harris to save America.
She's running on a campaign of demoralization and really a campaign of destruction. But really, perhaps more than anything else, it's a campaign of hate.
Trump spoke at his Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida 2 days after a rally in New York that featured comments critical of Puerto Rico. Kamala Harris will be speaking at the Ellipse near the White House later today, the spot where Donald Trump spoke on the day of the 2021 Capitol riot. She spoke yesterday in Michigan.
It's a choice on many levels, including whether you want Donald Trump sitting in the Oval Office, stewing over his enemies list, or what we're going to do together, which is they're focused on American workers and American families on our to-do list.
Arab Americans are deciding who to vote for.
The nation's largest Arab American community is in Michigan, where Donald Trump and Kamala Harris have been campaigning hard. Muslim-majority cities like Dearborn have voted overwhelmingly Democratic in recent elections, but now say they won't back Harris due to the U.S.'s support of Israel in the Middle East conflict. Dearborn Heights Mayor Bill Bazzi.
This is the reason why I support and I endorse President Trump, because we are going to make... We're going to stop the wars.
But Assad Turfy, one of the few Arab American officials in Michigan to endorse Harris, thinks she'll get the vote.
Donald Trump created an environment that was not good for us. There was a lot of hate.
4 years ago, President Biden won by a 3-to-1 margin in Dearborn, where nearly half the residents are of Arab descent. I'm Julie Walker.
A federal judge has extended a temporary restraining order blocking the leader of Florida's health department from taking any more steps to threaten TV stations that air commercials for an abortion rights measure on the ballot. This is AP News. There are new accusations against Sean Diddy Combs. Here's the AP's Margie Zaraletta.
One of the new lawsuits against Sean Diddy Combs alleges he drugged and assaulted a 10-year-old boy in a New York City hotel room in 2005 during what was supposed to be an audition. The second lawsuit alleges Combs and a bodyguard assaulted a 17-year-old male during a 3-day audition for the Combs TV show Making the Band in 2008. Combs' lawyers have denied the two new claims and accused the plaintiff's lawyer, Anthony Busby, of seeking publicity. Combs is currently in a New York City jail after pleading not guilty to federal sex trafficking charges. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
In its annual report released today, Pope Francis's Child Protection Board called for victims of clergy sexual abuse to have greater access to information about their cases and the right to compensation in the first ever global assessment of the Catholic Church's efforts to address the crisis. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.